numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable, some are not.
Blinken says it's, quote, time for the haggling to stop. He says the U.S. and other mediators will keep trying to close the deal. Today, UN investigators released a report finding both Israel and Hamas guilty of war crimes in Gaza. A just-released report finds Americans are spending more on things like groceries and clothing, but the rate of increase is slowing down. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Consumer Price Index is up 3.3% from a year ago. That's down slightly from the previous month's rate at 3.4%. When we remove food and energy, which are pretty volatile, the core rate is up 3.4% from a year ago, an improvement from the previous month where it was 3.6%.
All of those numbers could factor into the Federal Reserve's decision on whether to begin cutting interest rates. The announcement's expected in a few hours. They're getting soaked in Florida. A month's worth of rain is expected to fall in the next few days. This driver was stranded in flooding in Sarasota.
When I was stuck, I kind of thought, maybe I should get out and push it, but I just got my hair done, so I didn't want to get out and get it wet.
Yesterday, they got 6.2 inches of rain in Sarasota. That's the most in a single day there since 1940. The question is, what next for Hunter Biden after he was found guilty at his federal gun trial? Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware.
Sentencing will likely happen sometime in the fall, and President Biden has said he will not pardon his son. Hunter Biden faces a second criminal trial in California on tax charges. That is set to begin in September, and he has pleaded not guilty.
30 years ago today in L.A.,
a passerby walking down the sidewalk observed the bodies of a female white, approximately 30 years old, and a male white, approximately 30 years old.
Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were murdered, leading to what many called the trial of the century. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
In terms of the legacy of the O.J. case, I think it'll always be remembered, literally, for being one of the trials of the century, where America got a stark look of what's happening in the courtroom.
S&P futures are up 39. Dow futures ahead 252. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The DNR is investigating the cause of an ATV crash that killed a 36-year-old Salem Lakes woman Saturday night in Kenosha County. Tourism in Racine and Kenosha counties generated a combined economic impact of nearly $1 billion last year. Racine County topped over $525 million. Kenosha County reached a record-breaking $434 million. The one Republican attempting to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the August primary has dropped out of the race. An ozone-related air quality advisory is out for today for Racine and Kenosha counties. The National Weather Service labels it as unhealthy for sensitive groups. Yesterday marked the last day of school for Racine Unified students. Today is the final day for Kenosha kids. Six Kenosha Unified schools are closing due to a $15 million budget gap. Kenosha's North Side is hosting a parade today to celebrate the Bradford softball team's state title win. The route runs from the Fireside Restaurant to the school. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. Hopefully it's not long-term anyway.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WRJN. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. If you win that one, would you please, can I be your friend? This hour's keyword is lake. That's lake. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already. It's in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN and use that text button to send the keyword lake for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is lake. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You've got until the end of the hour. Good luck.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm late, lows around 69. Scattered showers and storms on your Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a bit cooler, 75.
It's 73 at our studios.
WRJN local news, timeless hits. I'm Cindy Huber. I have the best job in the world.
That's some of the great songs I get to play and that are coming up for you. Got Elton John, got Herman Hermits, Drifters, even my favorite, Archie's Sugar Sugar. You think I'd grow out of that, but no. Tommy James and the Shondells.
What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down every green field in every town, all of his children
Racine's Famous Zoo, local news and timeless hits.
And seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
Timeless SWRJ and take it easy. One of those beautiful days. Got out of my car here at work. I got a soft breeze, mild temperatures, birds chirping. Get out of my car and all of a sudden I see bird crap on the back bumper. Ugh, what? Our Scotty Summer text to win contest. The keyword this hour is lake, and you got until the end of the hour.
Check, check.
Can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about buying versus leasing a car. Okay, I gotta say up front, I love cars. I took auto shop in high school, I worked on my own cars, I love driving stick, but I don't really get my sense of identity from the car I drive. Buying versus leasing comes down to whether having that shiny new car every few years really matters to you and if you can afford it. Leasing can make sense for middle or upper middle income people who really like having that shiny new car and can afford the mileage limits and the higher long-term costs, because it does cost more. But for the rest of us, purchasing a pre-owned vehicle that's in good shape is the most financially savvy decision that we could make about a car. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. Something to be aware of tomorrow if you're heading down I-94 to and from Racine and Kenosha, and especially past Kenosha. The Wisconsin State Patrol is going to be out there monitoring the traffic, just so you know.
It ain't me, it ain't me. I ain't no senator's son.
day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. I'll find a face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Local news and timeless says WRJN. What a day for a daydream. It is really beautiful right now. I just love this. Is love and spoonful weather. That's what I say. You got your beautiful weather. You got your breeze, fan in the window, and the Brewers. Brewers on at 12:35 today. Toronto Blue Jays in town with the Milwaukee Brewers. And we will have the pregame show and the game live right here on WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will require farmers to test lactating dairy cows for influenza A before taking them to fairs or other exhibitions starting on the 19th. It's part of the government's attempt to contain the bird flu that's been spreading in dairy herds in other states, including Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. Wisconsin kids are doing well overall, but black and brown kids, not as much. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says it's been the same story over the data book's 35 years.
We've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
Wisconsin advocates want more public school funding and more black teachers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The air quality today isn't the greatest. The DNR has issued an ozone-related air quality advisory today for Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Sheboygan counties. The National Weather Service says weather conditions are favorable for ozone production, leading to an air quality index forecast in the unhealthy for sensitive groups category. People with lung diseases, children, and older adults should avoid prolonged or heavy exertion during this advisory period. The DNR is trying to find out how a Kenosha County mother ended up dying in that ATV crash Saturday night. Sheriff's Department investigators say 36-year-old Samantha Pagao of Salem Lakes was pronounced dead at the scene after her ATV crashed into a ditch on 234th Avenue. Authorities from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and the DNR are investigating the cause of the crash. Tourism means almost $1 billion combined to Racine and Kenosha counties. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism has released its 2023 economic impact data broken down by county. Tourism in Racine County broke a record, topping $525 million in total economic impact. Kenosha County tourism also generated a record-breaking and historic economic impact of $434 million. Tourism supports one in every 21 jobs in the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm late, lows around 69. Scattered showers and storms on your Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a bit cooler, 75. Currently, 75 degrees.
WRJN local news and timeless hits, and a band that is going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's Herman's Hermits. And here on WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good. keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to bond. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
The sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
We listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know, doctors say too much sugar is a bad thing unless it's on a 45 RPM. Here's the Archies.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You
chance of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
You spoke, we listen. Local news at Timeless Hits are back right here on WRJN. And so is the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. This hour's keyword is lake.
Get ready to go all in for Cash Battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several day festival started as a 1 day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
Oh,
Local News, Timeless Hits, honey, you better think. That is Aretha Franklin. We're just down a minute away for this hour's text to win keyword, which is blue for our Scotty summer. Good luck from WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Stays on my mind. Girl, you keep me thirsty.
Local news and timeless hits with WRJN. Speaking of the news, Stuart J. Waddles and news, including Mike Clemens and sports, coming up next on WRJN. Here's Lulu.